The Taliban government has appealed for international aid after Afghanistan was hit by its deadliest earthquake in 20 years. At least 1,500 people have been killed in the Paktika and Khost provinces.
Entire villages have been razed to the ground. The government, despite the sanctions that have been imposed on them by the international community and its assets frozen, it has done whatever it can in its capacity, and the Afghan Red Crescent has immediately dispatched emergency aid to the area, along with the Turkish Red Crescent and some of the other agencies, relief agencies that are present here. The Prime Minister of Afghanistan has announced 100 million Afghani, which is the local currency, cash assistance to the victims and the families.
Millions of people are stranded in northeastern India and Bangladesh after heavy rains caused the worst flooding in decades. In India's northeast state of Assam, rescue teams are struggling to move people to safety. At least 49 people have died since the flooding began 2 weeks ago. Authorities in Bangladesh have intensified efforts to deliver food and drinking water to millions of people cut off by flooding in the northeast. About a quarter of the country is underwater. Dozens of people have been killed and hundreds of thousands forced from their homes. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has met with top military officials to discuss national defense policies. Western governments are increasingly concerned that Pyongyang is preparing to test a nuclear missile. And thousands of indigenous protesters have marched through Ecuador's capital, Quito, on the 10th day of a nationwide strike. They're demanding low food and fuel prices and restrictions on the mining of indigenous land. Wednesday's march was largely peaceful, but at least two protesters died in earlier violence. Dozens have been arrested. And Israeli MPs have voted in favor of dissolving parliament. The preliminary ballot is one of a series that will set the stage for the country's fifth election in less than 4 years. This week, members of the fractured coalition government agreed it could not survive after just 1 year in office.